he's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people off, trying to rape them. So you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that.
Run and tell that homeboy, homeboy. Yo, everybody, welcome to Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Y'all know what that's from. That's from the sensational, wonderful, amazing YouTube viral, gone viral, Antoine Dotson. And we got him in the studio tonight, so stay tuned because he's going to be here in just a minute. We're doing hot topics with him. But everyone, how was your week? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Y'all don't even know how excited I have to have Antoine in the studio tonight. And we're getting ready for him. Happy birthday to John, Rochelle, and Yashendu. Happy birthday, everybody. But I'm so excited, I don't even know where to go. How was your week, buddy? Was it good? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's what I got to say to you all, as always. We got a good show tonight because we've got Antoine Dotson coming on. Plus, we've got the one and only. Y'all, tonight's the night if you want to brand yourself and become a celebrity like Antoine has in 1 week flat. Stay tuned to tonight's show because we've got Melissa Johnson coming on. And then we got Tamara coming on at the end of the show to let us know what she's up to. But before that, let's just pull up his mic. Antoine Dotson, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Okay.
You know, everybody, millions and millions of people know who you are. And from an incident that really wasn't such a great incident. I mean, shit, everybody, for all of you who don't know, in case you're like underneath some rock somewhere, Antoine's sister was allegedly almost raped by someone. They live in Alabama. This guy tried to climb up the window, or actually climbed up the window, got in the window, got in bed with your sister. Antoine, take us back to that night and what happened.
We had went to sleep around, well, I had went to sleep around 2:37, and I woke up at 3:10 hearing my sister scream. It was crazy. It was so scary. So I ran to the door to see what was going on. It was locked. So I played with the door a little bit. Finally, I got it open, and bam, it is a guy on top of my sister, choking her with both his hands. So my idea was to get him off of your sister. Like, where you come from? How did you even get in? Like, it was crazy. It was scary, but, oh, God, it was terrible.
Okay, how's your sister doing, first off?
She's doing okay. Like, it's almost been 2 weeks, so we're seeing a lot more smiles. It's pretty much getting back to the same.
Okay, good. And now, you guys still living in that same apartment?
We still have rights to that apartment, but we don't live there. Like,
okay. I get it. It's traumatizing what y'all been through.
Exactly.
It's what they call post-traumatic stress syndrome. I get it. People get it. I mean, you got a whole – people get it so much, and they felt your anger in that video that they people made songs about
it. I was so angry.
So what were you – like, how did – you know, there was Spongetta. We all love Spongetta, and she came up with this in the studio. Simple words now become songs. What were you even thinking when the camera was on you, this reporter was in your face, and she was saying your sister last night was almost raped, and you went – you went wildfire on her. You're like, hide your kids, hide your wives. What were you thinking?
I was like, I am going to get this story across. I don't care who hears it. I don't care how crazy I look on TV. But somebody's going to hear us. Somebody's going to, you know what I'm saying, hear what we have to say. Because a lot of people just, they cases, like rape cases, get just swept under the rug and no one pays attention. Oh, no, you're going to hear the Dotson story one way or another. And that's pretty much what happened.
And they heard. They heard so much, you know, that the network who ran the network that ran your story, they pulled the original footage off of YouTube. We contacted them to find out why, but we didn't get a response. But they did pull that, but it doesn't matter because you went viral. One video has 2 million hits, another has 3 million hits. You're everywhere, homeboy.
I know, and it's so crazy. And I don't know why they pulled the video or whatever, but I called them because I wanted to record it because I liked the video. I thought it was funny, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm going to show my friends and family or whatever, but it got pulled off.
Now, people want to know, and obviously I've been flooded with Twitter questions, so keep them coming, people. But people want to know, did they find the rapist?
No, they haven't yet, but they're still working on it or whatever. Like, when we drive down the streets in the car, we'll look at people to see if we see if that's the person, you know. So we've really been on it just as well, just keeping our eyes open.
Yeah. No, it could take a while, especially with CSI. You know, they're good people, but labs take a while to get things done. I have a friend that's on the show, CSI Miami, and that's a show, but I know what they have to go through. So, you know what? They'll find him, and your lives will go on. But you know what? Speaking about people's lives going on, the real reason why we got you here is because you are so funny. Everybody loves you. America's like drawn. You're a magnet to America. People are drawn to you. So we want to find out about what's going on in other people's lives. So tonight on Max and Friends, we've got Antoine Dotson, who's going to join us right now for Hot Topics. Tell him, Ronan.
Hey, yo, guys and girls. Pick a topic anyway, we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
Pick a topic because we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci, and you're listening to LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. And tonight we have the YouTube viral sensation, Antoine Dotson in the house, in the studio. Studio, we'll give you a shout out, Spongetta. So, Antoine, let's get to Hot Topics. Are you excited for this?
Yes, and I am so ready.
Okay, now is this your first Hot Topic segment?
Yeah.
All right, good. But you watch Wendy Williams and you watch The View, so you know what's up with Hot Topics, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he knows what's up. You actually like Wendy Williams, right?
I love Wendy.
Give Wendy a shout out.
Hey, Wendy Williams, girl, I love you.
How you doing, right? All right, so let's talk real quick.
How you doing?
How you doing? Tell them. All right, you know what? Let's find out how celebrities are doing. Now, Lindsay Lohan, we know she's not doing so well because homegirl is in rehab. And they put a lockdown on her. She has no friends in rehab. What do you think? Should she be in rehab? Should she still be in jail? What are your thoughts?
I actually think she should be on the street. She's a celebrity. She should be able to do whatever. Go, Wendy. Lizzie, do your thing. I ain't mad at you. I love her.
So there. All right. So Lindsay does her thing. You think she should just be on the streets doing meth allegedly and doing all this crazy stuff?
Yeah, it's her business. It's her life. She got to live it. No one lives her life but her. If you want to mess somebody up like that, then that's on you.
Would you visit her in jail if she was still there, if you had the opportunity?
Yeah.
Of course, who wouldn't, right? Well, speaking of crazy plots, right, you heard about Britney Spears. Britney Spears is dating again. And apparently she's going to, like, comedy clubs. And she's dating some guy, Jason Trawick. Y'all know who he is because I don't. But you know what? Should we even be caring about Britney Spears right now, or is she over?
We really shouldn't know. Who is Britney?
I don't know. I'm asking you. So we'll leave it at that, right? Now,
right.
She did her thing. And when she was crazy, remember how crazy she was when she was driving with her kids on her lap? That was good, Britney. When Britney used to buzz her head, that was good, Britney. What happened, Britney? Britney,
yeah,
come back.
I like the old Britney.
Right? I'm telling you. See what happens. Oh, man, Antoine. All right. You know what? Let's talk about something else. Are you a Snooki fan? Do you watch Jersey Shore?
Not really, but I know of her.
Okay. A lot of people know of Snooki. Well, allegedly, Snooki – actually, it's not alleged. She was arrested for disorderly conduct for drinking too much. Now, Snooki promises she's going to slow down. What do you think of reality TV, Antoine? And do you think these reality kids should – slow down their lives or just be who they are?
I believe that they should be who they are at a limit. You know what I'm saying? You can't go around getting drunk, acting crazy, doing all this, that, and the other. Like, whatever.
Just whatever. Be yourself. Like, that's what made you who you are, because you are being yourself. You got on that camera,
right,
and you're like, hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands, because they're raping everybody up in here. You were being yourself. You were pissed off, and you were being yourself.
I'll be myself in front of a camera or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be myself, period. And if you don't like it, guess what? You're a dummy.
For real. You are so dumb. For real. Homeboy. Now, speaking of homeboys, Jay-Z is writing a memoir. What? Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we got across my desk. Someone said, do you know Justin Bieber's writing a memoir and Jay-Z's writing a memoir? Can a 14-year-old person write their life story, Antoine?
I mean, it can, but we haven't seen enough of you. Like, you only been out a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see Jay-Z's point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go and do your thing. But Justin Bieber, are you serious? He just came out yesterday.
For real. But you know what? We're going to open up the lines for real. And the number here is 323-203-0815. If you want to speak to Antoine, y'all better pick up the phone and hide your kids and quickly get on the phone, because we're going to take callers in just a little bit here on Max and Friends. I'm in New York tonight. It's 11:11, so make a wish. But besides that, I just love saying that stupid shit. But all right, do you watch The Housewives of D.C.?
Yeah.
All right, I need to talk to you about this, because there's a lady, and I'm not even going to say her name, because this woman, whenever I say hear of her or think of her, my hands start to cringe. Now, she was on The View, and she said allegedly that Whoopi Goldberg had hit her, right? Whoopi never hit her, because The View obviously is The View, and they're going to show the footage. Never hit her. Whoopi said, listen, y'all need to start talking about the White House, because you crashed it, right? And after they crashed the White House, this woman just went, you know, she got her 15 minutes and her billboard. And she's going crazy. Yeah. She is a menace to society. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
I'm telling you. Let's just
I know who you're talking about.
I don't even want to give her another minute, because she gets on my nerve. But you know what? The number here again, people. What happened?
But if you like, haven't you seen Color Purple? Like, you really don't want to mess with Whoopi.
Hello, because you know what? She will tell you to beat her.
Oh.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my
Whoopi.
Goodness. Yes, Whoopi going to whoop some ass. Apparently, allegedly,
that's
afterwards,
it?
Too. Whoopi met her backstage and cussed her out, too. So good for you, Whoopi. Do your thing. Stand your ground. But listen. I mean, hot topics are fun, but everyone wants to know about you. So, everyone, there's your hot topics of the week. Ronan, what are people just listening to? Hot topics on what?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
All right, this is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. Apparently, tonight, everyone, we got a huge listenership because the graphs are off the chart here. I just got my producers in my ear just told me. Antoine, you're a star.
Yeah.
Did we lose you? Are we still here? Antoine.
Huh?
I said, all of a sudden you're a star. How does it feel?
Oh, I love it. Like, it's sad how it came about, but I'm glad because we got our point across and I got famous off of it, and I love the attention.
Now, what were you doing before this night? Bring us back into a typical day of your life.
Actually, I was a business student at Virginia College, working on my associate's degree. So for all the people who think that I'm illiterate and all that, guess what? You're a dummy.
Tell them. Because people don't know you. They didn't know where you came from. All they saw was, and you know what? I got to tell you, because they did a second news story on you because it was so popular that people complained to have you on because they said that you represented the community in a poor light. How does that feel to have people who don't even know you say that you're representing the community poorly?
Well, I'm going to say this. Well, if this didn't happen, no one would have known of Huntsville. So say what you want. You know, I don't care. Do you think I'm worried? Not.
Exactly. Now, all right. Now, you've got so much going on. You've literally branded yourself. You've got a t-shirt company. You've got a ringtone. You've got websites. You've got fan pages. Tell your people. People want to know when the ringtone is coming out.
Actually, the ringtone is already out. It's on iTunes. You need to pick that up. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. And what about your t-shirt company, your t-shirt line?
Oh, the t-shirts are great. We're steady coming out with different poses and different pictures for different t-shirts. So I really like that. You can catch that on Zazzle.com. You'll enjoy the t-shirts too. I would love for the kids to go back to school tomorrow with a face of Antoine Dotson.
There you go. I have a feeling they're going to. Now, all your websites on Facebook and your fan pages, which is the legitimate real one?
The official fan page is AntoineDotson24. And it's my YouTube. You can hit me on YouTube also at AntoineDotson24. It's just a lot of people just copying and mimicking me, but you don't have it. You don't have that swag, so give it up and let me do my job. Thank you very much.
Now, speaking of that swag, people want to know, do you have a manager? Do you have an agent? Do you have an attorney? Are there people looking out for you?
Yes, I have a whole crew of team members that are really, 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 really working so hard to get me out there, and I am so happy. And I want to give a shout out to Alfcad. I want to give a shout out to Downtown Studios. You've been working day and night ever since this came about, so thank you, you guys.
Absolutely. Now we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
I am calling from Huntsville.
I don't know. Do we have our caller, Ronan? People want to call in, and they don't want to speak. So you know what? If you're not going to talk to Antoine, and you just want to be cool to get on the air, then speak. All right, Ronan, hang up on that call. Let's get another one in. They hung up. Of course they hung up. Anyway, all right, so we had a caller, but they hung up. But we've got another caller. So caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Paul Chester, New York.
What's going on? Do you have a question for Antoine?
Yeah, man. I just want to know, it's crazy, you know? Shit like that don't happen every fucking day, you know? So bleep that out, you know, but it don't happen every day, but I don't know, man. It's just, it's strange.
You don't know what?
Like, what make a person do shit like he's Spider-Man, man?
I know, that is so crazy, too. I ask myself that same thing, but there's dummies everywhere. People just do crazy stuff. I don't know why they just do.
Word. People do crazy stuff. People do crazy stuff.
Ahead,
all right, caller. No, thanks so much for calling in. And crazy stuff is calling in my fucking radio show. Hi, that's some crazy shit, too. What kind of question was that? Spider-Man shit. You high-ass motherfuckers. Don't call in on my radio show when I have Antoine on trying to steal the spotlight with your high-ass. Shit. I mean, you know what, Ronan? Ronan, let's take another call real quick. Please don't be high. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota. Is Antoine there?
You're on the line with him in your live. Who's this?
This is TT from Minnesota. What it do? Had your kids, had your mama.
Hey,
had
all them. You need to have all them. Put them under the bed, honey.
I know, that's right. You know what, honey, I was just playing. I just wanted to see, was this really your number? Me and my 16-year-old daughter have been following you since day one. And you are just a really blow up, honey. You go, boy. I just got off your website.
Thank you. I love you. Oh.
Well, thank you. That's your daughter.
All right, God bless you.
Be lucky one
right,
day. Antoine, you are a celebrity.
I know, and I love it. It's crazy because I'm not used to this type of attention. You know what I'm saying? I'm mostly known for my hair and my shoes or whatever, but just to be known around the world like that, it is so cool, and I am so blessed, and I am so thankful. So thanks, you guys.
Now, speaking of your look, you have a bandana. We hear this bandana is going on auction. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. We're having a little discussion about that, you know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised if you see a post somewhere on some site telling you to come back.
Now, let me ask you a question, Antoine. Is there actually an official name of the song?
Bed Intruder.
All right, there you go. We've got another caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from, caller?
This is Asia from Poughkeepsie, New York.
And do you have a question for Antoine?
Yeah, hi, Antoine.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, you have been making me laugh since I first saw it. I mean, you are so funny, and I just wish you all the luck in the world. And I wanted to I wanted to ask you, how are you handling all the attention and the fame?
Well, it's kind of hard because it's like one day I was a nobody, and I wake up, and everybody know me, and all this attention is just flying, and it's like, oh, I just ran into it. I haven't had no sleep. But it should be handled. I can handle it.
Yeah, you're so awesome. I just wish luck, all the luck in the world, you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. You have a good night, and thanks for tuning in.
You too. Bye.
Bye. People just love you, Antoine. My producers are like, we have so many people calling in, tuning in. So I got to say thank you all tonight for tuning in to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So you know what? I think people, we're going to play a little bit of the song. Let's take one more call. All right, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Forget it, because we're going to play the song. See, this is live. I can handle it just like you can handle it. We want to play the song. And the song, everyone, you can get on iTunes. So go right away to iTunes right after you hear the song and purchase the copy. We're not going to play the whole thing here just so that Antoine can get his royalties over at iTunes. But we're going to play a little bit of it. So right tonight on Max and Friends, set up the song. What's your song called, Antoine?
Dead Intruder.
On Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
He's slamming your windows, he's snatching your people off, trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, make the best, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and your left fingerprints, and now you are so dumb. You are really, 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 really so dumb.
I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
Got 5'9", 5'10", coffee complexion, no cut like a Caesar, between the waves and the big clean cut, very school face. Seeing my sister when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come, make the best, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome tonight, everybody, and thank you all for tuning in. We got a huge listenership tonight, so we want to thank you so much. And the importance of tonight is, you know what, I always say, be who God made you, and that's exactly what Antoine Dotz is doing, and that's why we got him here tonight. And there's no other better person to have in the studio tonight with us than a cool girl, everybody. I found her through CBS Watch Magazine, Melissa Johnson. She is the CEO of Velvet Suite Marketing and Brand Me International. Pull up your mic. Welcome, Melissa Johnson, to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, hey, it's Melissa.
Thank you.
Melissa, say hi to Antoine.
Hey, Antoine. I'm sorry if I sound like Kermit
the
Frog. I'm getting over a cold, so I promise you I don't sound this scary normally.
Now, everyone, check out brandmelive.com. That's Melissa's website, and she's a multimedia branding network specialist, and she's helping anyone and everyone discover their authentic lifetime value to turn their passion into profit. Now, our homeboy, Antoine, turned his anger, which was his passion, into a profit. Tell us how to do this, Melissa Johnson.
You know what? You have to talk to Antoine. I mean, obviously, he's a living example, but I believe that it's in those moments. Antoine had a moment that could be a pivotal moment that changes your life. It changes the course of your life when you discover passion. And passion can be the fire, the excitement, the love. It could be the pain as well. But either way, identifying that moment can really transition for you. And I work with people all across the country. I work with Velvet, my parent company, with a lot of athletes, pro athletes, and celebrities, as well as everyday people on brandmelive.com who are trying to take that thing, that fire, that idea, and turn it into passion and turn it into profit. And I'm just happy to be on the show. And congratulations, Antoine, because it sounds like you're well on your way.
Thank you so much. And everything you said, trust me, I know and I understand it. I'm going to take it and run with it. So thank you too, Miss Melissa Gurley. Yeah.
Now, Antoine, do you have any questions for Melissa?
God, so many which one to choose from. Wow, like, do you think it's good for me to be out in public just by myself? Like, I still go to the stores, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people be running up like, that's the YouTube guy, and that's Antoine Dotson. So do you think I should be out in public?
I mean, you have to live. So, yeah, you do need to interact with the world. I think more than being in public, I think the question is really, what is your brand going to stand for? Of course, now you captured a moment, which a lot of people miss. And I think I talk about now being no opportunity waits. So when you see a moment, you see an opportunity, you did not hesitate, you moved on it, and you captivated people's attention. Well, that's just step one, because the difference between someone who has 5 minutes, 2 minutes of fame, you know, versus the ones who actually have a timeless mark is they make that moment last by making it more meaningful. So I think being in public is a good thing, but it's about spreading your message and helping people continue to know who you are and what you stand for beyond the initial moment that captured everyone's attention.
That's the truth. Melissa, you just broke it down so simply and so perfectly that, you know, and you can take anyone who's listening tonight, we are all brandable. Right, Melissa?
Absolutely. Everyone has, and I wrote this, the whole story of this, the backdrop, Max, and this is what I love about the internet, is like you can connect with the world. And you've never met face to face, but it's like you know each other because of your writings and because of your pictures and because of your messages. But I started the book that I wrote, Brand Me, after losing my fiance. He died suddenly about 8 years ago. And at that moment, my life totally changed. And I really said, okay, God, I don't want to just have, I had a good job. I was working at Procter & Gamble and I was doing, you know, branding and marketing, and I was doing all these things. Entertainment marketing was what I did, so partnerships with celebrities and music endorsements and film. And I had a great job. People would probably on the outside say, you know what, I admire that. Man, I want that job to go hobnob with celebrities and do these types of things. But after losing something so significant, I needed more. And it wasn't about my title. It was about I need to have substance, and I need to know that my life is worth living from this point. And I kind of started journaling my way to believe that I could live again. And in doing so, all of what I had learned through my grad school, through working at various Fortune 500s, Victoria's Secret, Nationwide, Procter & Gamble, I was like, if people knew what corporations knew about their value and could really make that like a lasting mark, they would never be fired. They would never be hired. They would just show up. And I was like, okay, I think that's a crazy idea. Okay, mind you, we hadn't had the recession. We weren't in a place with unprecedented unemployment. YouTube was just coming into play. So it wasn't as this whole create your own brand was a phenomenon. But I felt like if I could do it, then I would show other people how I did it. And it moved from a book to a social media platform, brandmelive.com, to me going out and speaking and us in a whole community of people that are just like Antoine, just like you, Max, who are like, if you really get on what you're supposed to be, you're priceless. And it's such an amazing feeling to know it, but also to share it with the world.
I agree with you. Now, Antoine, here you are. It's an unfortunate situation that you have to go through with your sister and everything that happened to her. Now, just like Melissa Johnson said, everybody, now means no opportunity waits. So, Antoine, you saw these opportunities between you, just your thoughts. You said T-shirt, you got a T-shirt line coming out. This, someone turned into a song, you got a ringtone coming out. Melissa, do you suggest people, and obviously, you know, not everyone's going to get their 3 minutes or 4 minute news segment where they can, you know, be so vivacious like Antoine was. But how do you suggest people, Melissa, go out there, they have a product or they believe they are a product and they want to now say, okay, world, here I am. What's my next step? What do I do to show myself, my brand, my product? What's some steps that people can follow, Melissa?
Yes, very basic. I mean, I think taking number one, you got to find a position, just like Antoine Bennett. He identified his issue, his cause, his driving force, which is the passion, right? Then you got to say, okay, how do I package this? What's the message that I want to be known for? You know, Barack Obama, when his whole thing was what?
What was Change. Change.
Change, right? And so for 18 months, he kept saying change. I know he probably got sick of saying it, but everywhere he went, he was consistent with his message. And then he used the tools available to him, social media, websites, video, going out in your community, blogging, talking to people at local events, contributing to your local media, finding ways to become known for your position and your message. And you got to glue your message to you. So that means you've got to say it, but you have to have people see it. So I think it's really important to make sure that your message is consistent with what the people see. Does that make sense?
Now, have you heard the song, Melissa?
I have not heard the song yet.
All right. Everybody wants to hear it again. Ronan, can we get the song again real quick? We'll play like just a couple seconds because people all want to hear it. They're sending me Twitter updates right now. We want to hear the song. Let's play it real quick on Max Plans.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, ain't the best, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and your left finger twisting, oh, you are so dumb. You are really
dumb, oh yeah. You are really, 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 really so dumb. I was attacked by some idiot in the pine tech. So... LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome, everybody, tonight. We've got a lot of listeners because of Antoine Dotson. And, of course, we've got the special in the house. Tonight, the specialist is Melissa Johnson. Sorry, Melissa, there's so much going on tonight. I can't even keep my head on straight because I'm doing Twitter updates. I'm getting Facebook updates. I'm getting T-Mobile updates. We got so many people. It's crazy here in the studio. The phones are going off the hook. This kid's got something going on just from speaking and someone turning into a song, Melissa Johnson.
Hey, it can happen to you. It can happen to anyone. You know, that's the thing is, and guess what? It's all free. That's what makes it so powerful right now is you can take all of the social media tools, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, and you can create your own brand. And the more savvy we become at doing this, the more I think valuable we'll be. And for those of us, the other sad side about it, you don't learn how to build your own personal brand. We talk about this on brandmelive.com. You will actually end up being, you know, irrelevant. And that's what nobody wants to talk about, but it's true.
That is so true. Yeah, it's like with Melissa, everything you're saying, that is so true. And I hope everybody that's listening take heed to what she's saying, because if you have a talent, everyone has something that they're good at. Do what you got to do. Sometimes, since this has happened to me, I have not had no sleep. I've been working day and night, day and night. I'd have probably got at least 9 hours of sleep since this all happened. So it's like you have to put yourself out there. Put it out there. Just put it out there. You work hard. I tried to get on the news about 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go nowhere, but it was for a good cause, you know what I'm saying, to catch a predator or whatever. So you just have to put yourself out there. You just got to do it, you know. Don't let nothing good get in your way or whatever.
So how did you, can I ask a question? What was your gut? How did you know to do this and make this happen? What made you drive you to do it?
When I was a teenager, I always felt like I was the one that everybody picked on. Everybody hated me in school. But I always felt like, I feel like I'm more than that. Before I die or whatever, the world is going to know who I am. And I stuck with that. And it always did. It always stuck with me. So I'm like, okay, it wasn't meant to go down this way, you know what I'm saying? But things just happen like that. God put you in predicament, you know what I'm saying? And a blessing came out on top of it, so.
It's so powerful, Max. One of the things that I talk about is just like, I feel like I give people the courage to say what they know, And Antoine just verbalized it, but everybody feels like they're a star. You know, everybody feels like, man, there's something big in me that I want to make sure when I leave this cell, people are going to know who I am. He just said it. But very few people have the courage to actually verbalize it because no one confirms that.
Yeah.
And that's really what I wanted to do is I wanted to, you know, say, hey, look, you can make your own mark. You can be invaluable, and this is how you do it.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Melissa, is that I always say in life, I want to die empty, meaning I don't want anything that I have given that was given to me. I want to leave with nothing left. I want to die empty. And all of us are given so much in this life to do, to act, to be. You know, people look up to everyone has, you know, everyone looks up to somebody. And that somebody could be your best friend, your brother, your sister. Everyone has a purpose in this life. And we've got to die empty. And whatever it is that we've got to do in between that, do it. Be who you are. You know, now is the time. Now is the time. Just like everyone. My guest tonight is Antoine Dodson, of course, and we've got the specialist in the house tonight, Melissa Johnson. And Melissa says now means no opportunity waits. So now we know that no opportunity waits, people. Now's the time to do it. Right, Melissa Johnson?
Oh, it's now. I mean, what better time than the present? I mean, if you've lost your job, if you're trying to start a business, if you're trying to start a new relationship, I mean, you have nothing to lose. And that's the thing. You have everything to gain by not doing it. And if any of your listeners are kind of like on the fence or should I or shouldn't I, and you've had more people telling you it couldn't be done and people saying that it could, just know Antoine, Max, Melissa are telling you it's time. And if the reason you're listening is to know that it's your time.
It is your time. You know what? The time has come, Antoine, that we're going to have to let you go and say goodnight. But you are always welcome to come back onto Max and Friends. We're going to do Hot Topics again with you. My producers just said they want you to come back on Max and Friends to do Hot Topics. So we'll do that again. Before we let you go, what's next for you? What is next for you?
It's a lot of stuff. Like, just start seeing, just be looking for me on the TV. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Can we confirm anything? Is there things in the world? What's in the works for you right now?
I'm doing commercials.
Just stay tuned to Antoine Dodson on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yes.
All right.
Before you go, I just want to clear it up. Everybody thinks that this is a joke. I just want people to know the message that I am trying to send is that if you have a family member that you're not getting along with, let it go. Y'all need to get close because you never know when you're going to see that family member again. I thought I was going to lose my sister that night because I was just that terrified, and I was going to do everything in my power to make sure she stays safe. So please love your family and your close friends or whatever. But that's it. Thank you.
You know what? Before you go, I got to say wait to you real quick because people are asking me on Twitter and on Facebook and on my T-Mobile if you could really quick do a live version of Hide Your Kids for us.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't sing.
No, don't sing it. Just say it. Everyone wants to hear it from the original source. Here it is, Antoine Dodson. Hide your what?
Hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husband, too, because they're raping everybody out here.
Well, you have a great night. And you know what? We're going to have you run and tell that, homeboy.
All righty. Thank you.
Well, you have a good
night.
And thanks so much for being on. We're going to have Hot Topics again with you soon. No, Melissa, you're staying out with me. We got a lot to talk about. Branding.
I'm here.
All right, Antoine Dodson. Have a good night, my friend. I'm telling you, only in America can someone be on the news because of an terrible situation. Get over 20 million hits, end up on radio shows, TV shows, have a ringtone, a T-shirt, and the person that's here tonight to tell us how to do it is the one and only Melissa Johnson, because she has a phenomenal company, and we want to hear more about your company.
Well, I love talking about my company because I feel it's just my baby. It's an extension of who I am, what I do. I have two companies, actually, Velvet Suite Marketing, velvetsuitelikehotel.com, and our business there is we take brilliant branding from the inside out. We do consulting, training, and networking for influencers. We work a lot with pro athletes, executives, as well as progressive companies. And then BrandMeLive.com is our branding incubator. So we help anyone turn their passion into profit. And we have a Dream Center on BrandMeLive.com, which is a subscription site, which allows you to kind of join the Dream Center, get monthly coaching, also connect with other entrepreneurs in the network to do business. So it's really a phenomenal journey that I'm on, and I'm loving every minute.
No, and you know what? It was amazing because I was one day reading one of my favorite magazines, which is CBS Watch magazine, and there was a little blurb about you. And when I had spoke to you, you didn't even know the blurb was about you or that it was in that magazine.
I did not.
You know, and what's great about that.
I was so excited to hear that.
Yeah, because what's great is I think when you believe in yourself so much, and Antoine is a perfect person who believes in himself, he stands by what he says, you know, whether you have a company or whether you yourself are the brand, and when you believe in yourself, it will flourish. You know, when you water yourself, you will grow. And you were in CBS Watch magazine, which is distributed all over the United States. And, you know, it's a great magazine. And because you believe in yourself, it's going to the next level.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's unbelievable, Max. Last year, you know, as I was really just thinking about what I wanted to do to take my business to the next level, you know, I was really looking for media partnerships. And in 2009, you know, inked a deal with Essence Magazine online, essence.com. So I'm there weekly as a contributor. And then I also contribute weekly to CNN. And, you know, it's like you said, unless you believe that you're the best at what you do, no one else will. And that's really been what I've had to preach it, but that's also what I have to live. And it's amazing through the internet. I mean, I can't tell you the ways that I'm able to connect with people all around the world, and people all around the world are following you, like you said, and I didn't even know. But now I know, and it's just exciting to make new connections and see how building the brand is really making it.
It's the truth. And, you know, I just read on your Facebook page, because I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, everything, and you just wrote, love being on the show with Max all the way from the West Coast. My show's in L.A. I'm right now in New York. You're right now in Atlanta. Homeboy Antoine was just in Alabama. That's how we operate, people. We are facets that can, no matter where we are, if you have the determination and the drive to be someone, what's that song? Do you remember that song, If You Want to Be Somebody? What was it from? From Sister Act. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, then you better wake up and pay attention, right?
Pay attention. That was the song. My sister and I love that movie. And that was the song. You're so right. Well, let me tell you how crazy this is. Like, in the last 2 years, I mean, I've been invited to speak in India, in Africa. I'm on a global branding board of advisory in Mumbai. I mean, that's how real this is. And I think, you know, I just can't say enough that I believe if anyone can do it. Antoine is an example, but there's many more stories like Antoine. There's clients that I work with every single day that we are helping them touch the world. One of my clients is Oguchi Onyewu, and he plays for AC Milan in Italy, but just played in the World Cup, and he's from Baltimore, you know, and just to see how his brand is reaching the globe and connecting with people based on, you know, a gift of soccer, but he's doing so much more. And, you know, all around the world, this is happening every single day. I was just in Atlanta last Friday and went to the World Leadership Awards that Usher did with Bill Clinton, you know, and bringing in awardees from Africa and from Korea. You know, we're in a global economy, and I just think we should take off all the limits. Go for it.
Absolutely. And you're going for it. I'm going for it. Antoine is definitely going for it. And you know what? It's not – here's what I always say. It's you only make it hard if you want it to be hard. It's really not that hard. It's not hard to brand yourself. You just need the guidance. And like you say, you need to design your dream life. And people, the only way you can design that dream life is by doing it. Is by, what's our favorite song? If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere.
You want to go somewhere, wake up and pay attention.
Pay attention.
And the other thing too, I will tell you, you know, the truth of the matter is I believe in having a brand management team because you can't know everything. And I mean, I've been trained, I'm a classically trained marketer. I've worked with some of the top global brands in the world, and I've worked with global brand personalities. That's an expertise that I have. And so it's probably easy for us to say, oh, just go out there and brand yourself. Well, people don't know how to do that. They don't understand.
I'm stopping real quick.
Taught that.
Thank you. Because you know what? I'm all for it. If you've got something, do it. If you've got to brand something, brand it. But just because you're sitting at home and you think you're cute doesn't mean you could be branded. Explain to people that they need that drive and they really need – tell them. You're the expert.
Yeah, I mean, well, they need to be able to identify a unique niche. And, you know, right now there's so much stuff going on. I mean, think about it, Max. How many emails do you get? How many inbox messages do you get on Facebook? And a lot of it is just clutter. It's just you don't even open it. And within the first 3 seconds of someone meeting you, they've made up their mind about who you are. And in the first 10, they've changed their mind multiple times. Your biggest competitor is not the person who says they can do it better, faster, cheaper, different, you know, who's got the better outfit. It's people's attention. People's attention span is so short. So you've got to know how to get the right message in at the right time and make it packaged in a way that people know that it's real. But at the same time, look, you can't sell people a bill of goods because we're in a genuine, authentic world. People can see through that. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to have product and you got to have you got to back up what you say you have.
Absolutely. Speaking of product, everyone, and branding yourself, this is the Max Tucci, Max and Friends show on LA Talk Radio. And I just had Antoine Dotson on, and I love you all for requesting me on Facebook. Literally, Melissa, I have now 37 in the last 4 minutes, 37 requests to be my friend. Please go to the Max Tucci, Max and Friends fan club on Facebook, because if I don't know you, how am I going to be friends with you? But I want to get to know you. So go to that fan page so we could talk there. But yeah, now let me ask you a question, Melissa, because there's something, you know, like with myself, right? I've got the radio show. I started my own vodka company last year. There's so many things that I want to do. You know, my family came from a great restaurant, Delmonico's in New York. It's a huge name in the industry, easily brandable.
I know Delmonico's. Yeah.
You know, so we've got I started my Oscar's Delmonico vodka last year. I'm starting my Oscar's Delmonico spices. I've got the radio show. I was named, and I'm not just saying this to, you know, to gloat, but I just would like some direction because so many people have so many facets and it's, you know, mm-hmm. we just need to know how to organize them real quick. So how do you prioritize your brand?
Yeah, that's a great question because any brand starts with a niche and then it grows and expands, but it doesn't start with five different things. You know, it starts with one flavor, one particular product, and that the way that you decide which of the five or 25 ideas you have is which one has the greatest potential for profit, which one can you compete and win. Okay, so if you're going to be a Me Too, then you probably don't want to use that as the first. But if you have the ability to stand out and to be different, and, you know, you got to look at all the assets you bring to the table, you're, you know, like you said, you've got a family history in food, you've got the name, you've got the value, you've got your exposure in media. How do you package that first? And then you got to identify, okay, how is this going to make money? Because some things are great for exposure. Others are going to help you turn that exposure into monetary value. Mm-hmm. Which then allows you to grow a business. And so that's one of the things that I talk a lot about in my coaching sessions on live.com and also when I'm working with one-on-one clients is how do they define that first niche and then from that niche begin to grow and create multiple products under that one initial niche.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? This product, Max and Friends, has to wrap up because we only have so much time. But it was interesting to find out, you know, because we're always bombarded with so many great ideas, but we don't have the people like you, Melissa, to put us into retrospect, I can't even think of the word. What's the word I'm looking organized.
Put it into a package, you know.
Thank you.
Put it into a nice package. Everybody wants a nice present and a gift every now and then. So you want it to be presented in the right way so it'll be received the right way.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. But I'm going to have you back on the show. I'm definitely going to have you back on the show because tonight was so – we were like – when we saw Antoine, we're like, we have to have him on. And then I was like, and we have to have you on because it was just a perfect segue to get branding. But people are interested in branding. And tonight's a fun show because we had Antoine on. But people who are serious about branding, we want you to tune into Max and Friends because we're definitely going to have our guest that's on right now, Melissa Johnson, on in the future. Go to brandmelive.com because that's where you're going to find out who she is and what she'll do for you and your brand. So Melissa
Absolutely.
Johnson, thank you so
and
much. Yes?
If I could tell them where to find me on Facebook, it's Melissa
Absolutely.
Dawn Johnson. You can like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. It's brand me.
Absolutely. Twitter. And on Facebook, everybody, you're going to see a hot girl with some good arms and a white shirt. Then you know you found the right person. That's Melissa Dawn Johnson on Facebook. So when you're looking for her, you know who she is. But you know what? We got to wrap this up before I get into trouble. But, you know, thank you so much for being on tonight. And I really,
no,
really
Max,
love to have you on.
No, Max, thank you for chasing me down. We got to do it again. We didn't have enough time.
Persistence, right? Persistence right. is good. Oh, you know what? Let me share a quote with you. Ronan, don't kill me just yet, because we got so many listeners tonight because of Antoine that I think I could spare another minute live on the air. So I'm going to tell my new friend, Melissa Johnson, what's going on. My favorite quote. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of uneducated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. And that was said by Calvin Coolidge. So, yeah, that's the truth. Persistence. Press on, people.
The truth.
Isn't it?
You're living it.
There's nothing like truth. I'm going to talk to you after the show because this is going to get good, and we're going to have you back on again in the future. Have a great night, Melissa, and thank you all. Everyone, you got to check out Delta.com because that's where you're going to get. If you want to go see Melissa in Atlanta, go to Delta.com. If you want to go see Antoine in Alabama, go to Delta.com. And if you want to come and see us at LA Talk Radio, go to Delta.com because that's the only way you're going to get there, Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. Melissa Johnson, my hat's off to you. Thank you so much, and stay focused and be inspired.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, Max.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. Thanks so much. Antoine Dotson, thank you so much. Tamara, I love you. You're selling your vibrators. You're selling your book. You're branding yourself. Emerald Echo is my co-host, Tamara. Avery, we miss you, but we hear you're in New York, so we're going to see you. You know what, Ronan? Let's give everybody what they want to hear. Go and hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands. Thank you all so much. I'm Max Tucci, your host. Don't forget to go to the Max Tucci fan page on Facebook. I'm tired. It's 12 o'clock. I had a long day. I was in an open cockpit plane today flying over the Hudson River. So thank you to those guys over there. We had a good time. Ronan, is our song ready? I think we want to give it to them. All right, everyone. We're going to get it ready for you right now. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We had a great fun time. And yeah, that's how we do it up here on Max and Friends. Oh, I got to say hi and thank you to the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome Group. Thank you so much for taking me up safely in an open cockpit plane over the Hudson Valley. It was a lot of fun. And EquineAdvocates.org. Fun to see you, Karen, and fun to see you, Susan. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to exit the show with Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. I'm going to bed. Want them out of my studio. Hide your kids. Tell them, Ronan.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. And hide your husband. Because they're bringing everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you.